Adversity, I think, comes second nature to most athletes. For a person like myself, I would rather, you know, me against the world kind of attitude and be sliding in the back door kind of thing and people not expecting a whole lot. That's kind of how I've always gone about my business. When you try to do too much besides your own job, that's when you kind of make mistakes. You know, I've done that too. I've gotten very uncharacteristic of myself because I care so much. I'm trying to do so much. I'm getting out of my realm, and then I drop a football or I run the wrong route or whatever. So for me, I'm just really trying to focus on doing my part. That's the best thing I can do for the team right now is make sure, you know, I'm one less hole or one less thing they need to fix. Hey, we're trying to do our best. You know, a lot of times fans are still mad since 99. It's like, well, I've been here for 10 months. What are you taking it out on me for? I'm trying to, you know, help. So there's a lot of guys, a lot of communication to where we're really just busting our tail, trying to get this thing in the right direction. And, you know, sometimes there's more burden on us. Just to understand where the passion's coming from, not take it personally, and really continue to get better. I get it, being from Canton. I understand, you know, Browns fans. But at times it can be challenging because we're still hard on ourselves as much as the fans are hard on us. So there's a good reason why, again, to find the silver lining as to why we are where we are and where the passion is coming from. My preparation never changes. My care never changes. My effort never changes. It just comes down to opportunity. Sometimes the game gives you opportunity. Sometimes the game does not give you opportunity. Sometimes scheming gives you opportunity. Sometimes it doesn't. So there's so many variables involved. Overall, nothing's changed. I mean, I think I just go about my business. If I'm there, if they want to be used, if I need to be used, if not, I'm still going to be there. Every year we talk about the previous year, the last four games, whether it be on a positive or a negative, and how that's going to change. I mean, you know, media and stories are similar like stats. I mean, you can kind of turn them any which way to where you want them to please your viewpoint. So overall, I think it's more important for the guys that are playing. We've worked really hard. You know, if you're 6-10, it's a lot better than, you know, sitting at 2-14, and I don't want to talk about it, but that's the honest fact. So there's no doubt that the previous year can launch you into the next year. Obviously, there's going to be some moves that we're going to want to make and get more personnel and continue the competition and continue the growth of the team. But there's no doubt in the NFL that what have you done for me lately? And previous year can always definitely send you into the offseason, OTAs, and camp, and really build momentum come the following year. So it's definitely important.
Well, although
we started probably close to a year ago. We were down in South Florida. I really wanted to be in Ohio, but since I wasn't there at the time, it makes it a lot more difficult. So when the move happened where I went from South Florida to Ohio, it was like a no-brainer. It's like, listen, let's get this thing up and running. Let's get it going. We've been positioned well. We had a scheduled event beginning of December, and it was killer. I mean, the Metropolitan at the Nine accommodated for us. We filled the room. Great live auction, great silent auction, and we raised a lot of money for a great cause. Money basically is focused into a general fund. We're working on a Helping Hands fund to whether it helps families with very sick kids or special needs children. Not only are you worried about your child, but financial struggles come involved, marital struggles come involved. So we just want to alleviate some of the pressure, whether it be in hospital bills, outside the hospital bills, to keeping the lights on at the house. The things that people are going through outside of football is much more important than a sport itself. I mean, I think football gives us a platform to help those individuals.
JR, you're the man. You know that? You're braver than me. Keep it going, man.
On Tuesday, we went to University Hospital and also the Rainbow Babies over there. And we went around and we gave out, you know, care packages, and we gave out signed footballs, and we gave out baskets designed through Giant Eagle that donated for them. So a lot of that goes to the Santa's Helpers program that we put together.
How are you doing? Nice to meet you, man. Hey, you're looking good. You're looking good. What's going on? You good?
Yeah.
Can I sign your football? Hey, I see you with the J's on. Look at you, it's the same pair I got.
And it's great helping your own community out. We started in Cleveland. Home is Columbus for me. Born and raised in Canton. We're trying to get everywhere at Northeastern Ohio. Cleveland's a great opportunity to start, but definitely not the end of everything.